Hi, it's Elliot. I just moved and I decided I was going to try my hand at Tinder dating. It's a pretty small town and there are kind of some weirdos. This guy, you know, he was really nice. Like, it was perfectly fine. There's no, like, everything was completely fine the whole time except that he told me that he believes the moon is hollow and that there's a government facility in there. I immediately asked about some other common conspiracy theory things. He says that he doesn't believe in like QAnon or anything that's like super racist or anything. He just really thinks that there's something in the moon that the government is hiding from us. So I guess I was just wondering, have you ever met a guy like that? I don't know what to do. He gave me his phone number. I'm actually wondering if I should go on a second date. Let me know. If it colors your decision, he just recently watched Game of Thrones in 2021 and he liked the ending. Okay, love the show. Thanks for the laughs. Bye.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS, coming to you live from the inside of the moon. What?
That would be cool, huh?
Yeah, dude, I seriously came up here because I thought I was going to get some cheese, okay? And once I got in here, I was trapped like a rat.
Do you think they got rats up there?
You don't think space rats are real? Let me get this straight, Mike. Here comes the big skeptic. Oh, space rats aren't real. Funny.
I don't think that they're
real. Oh, and he admits it.
They would have to take their own ship up there, and obviously they're not doing that.
You can honestly tell when you're talking to someone who fell asleep in history class and didn't hear about the great space race, where the U.S. and the Soviet Union teamed up to go against our furry friends of the forest.
It wasn't only history class that I fell asleep in, JF. I think it was every class.
Oh, boy. U.S. history was the one I
did so much that they made me come back on Saturday and do it some more. They loved it. We love seeing you sleep. It's awesome.
All the cheerleaders on the side of the classroom waving little flags. Woo!
Can you keep it down? I'm trying to fucking.
Yeah, of course we will. All right.
You're number one. You're such an inspiration. Hey, and if you're listening to the show, hope you're sleeping right now and hope you have good dreams. I hope you're thinking about what's in that moon?
Yeah.
That's something you might dream about.
I hope nothing
bad happens in your dream that you're about to have.
Oh boy, Mike, I think isn't the secret layer in the moon, isn't that from Austin Powers, by the way?
It's probably not from Austin Powers. I think the idea was maybe born somewhere else and they imported it into. It's not to say Austin Powers didn't have its fair share of original ideas, JF.
For sure.
A big man being eaten by a small man.
Right. I feel like it's the other way around. But Austin Powers is great. This morning in bed, I sat up and I watched the intro to the first Austin Powers where he's running through the street. I watched that. It was the first thing I did this morning. My kids were coming in and bothering me. Wake up, wake up, wake up. I said, leave me alone. I'm watching Austin Powers. Sometimes you just need something to get out of bed.
When the Austin is lit up outside of my office, do not come in here.
Great movie. Probably will never watch it again, but I like that little glimpse back into the past when, you know.
Why were you fucking watching it today? What the fuck is going on?
It came across the timeline, and they were like, look how great this is. And I said, yes. I didn't have it. It's not like I went to sleep with it paused so I could wake up in the morning and hit play and then start my day. Although.
You probably clicked on a tweet that was like, I just remembered how fierce Beyonce was in the Austin Powers. People always doing those tweets.
Yeah.
I just remembered. I can't stop thinking about.
Yeah, I probably clicked on a tweet referencing Beyonce's performance in Austin Powers 3 and then watched the intro from Austin Powers 1. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, boy. Game of Thrones thing, big red flag. Don't call him back. Mike, we got a great show today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I think we need to get into it. I'm a little bit wet in the armpits. I don't know if that anyone else.
It's hot. It's fucking warm in here. I was just going to say that.
I don't know what's going on.
You got
on.
The heat cranked up or what?
I got the heat on, yeah, and I was able to turn your heat on as well from here.
How the fuck did you do that?
I wanted to make you. You mentioned a couple weeks ago being cold, and I've been working on the problem ever since. And I figured out I just need to turn on your heat for you. So I did that. Hope that's okay. But I think this is the problem is we're acclimating now to the cold time of the year. That's what it is, because we spent a couple of weeks walking around the house without the heat on in our short sleeves still, and we were like, this is fine, this is okay, I can do this.
It was like 3 days. It was like 3 days in between. We're so fucked as like a species for like global warming and stuff. We're so fucked because we can't live without fucking AC for like 24 hours.
I get so mad. I think I have bad circulation in my right hand. I think I said this the other day. My right hand will get so fucking cold.
Yeah.
When I'm down here at my desk, and it's like, cause I'm able to keep my left hand on my penis. I'm whacking my shit at the desk, but the right hand where I'm having to type in my keyword searches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm having to type in mommy milky. I'm having to type in lactate and stuff like that. I can do that with one hand. My left hand is warm on my shaft.
Yeah.
But the right hand's out here on my cold keyboard, and the LEDs are no help, of course.
Jesse's dick is red hot. Jesse's dick is like a heat pack. He's got like a thing inside of it that he cracks.
Oh,
and it warms up.
Do you remember them? Stick, maybe. Do you remember those things? What was it called? Hot hands? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, I got with my kids some camping supplies, you know, and I was like, this would be so sick, dude. Look at all this cool stuff. You know, you got your little. You got your little plate and your utensils and stuff. You know, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And he just like fucked with everything and just took everything out of it. I'm like, don't take everything out of the package and stuff. He's like fucking breaking the heating packs and stuff. I'm like, you have just fucked everything up.
So, they don't realize. They don't know what they have.
I am no longer speaking to him.
My kid's got some glow sticks too, I think, for Halloween. I think for Halloween they got the glow sticks. Yeah, and it's like the first thing that they do is crack them. And I go, you know, it's 4 p.m., right? Like, you know.
They don't know.
That was supposed to last like a little while longer. But
you want to crack something, go out in the yard, get you some sticks.
Yep.
You know?
Well, that's what we did. Can you imagine ever cracking sticks?
And did not.
Never did that even once. We never cracked sticks. So, Mike, I wanted to mention this. Did you see this in the email inbox? We're getting Kickstarter newsletters now. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, I truly think it's because of the cursed wife gift that I bought on Kickstarter. I think it was probably from one of those marketing companies that does all the Kickstarters for people.
Is it this one? This backer update one?
Yes.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. So now we're just getting this shit. You know what? If we wanted Kickstarters in our email address inbox, okay, we would say something about it and everyone would send them to us every week. We don't need a company advertising Kickstarters in our fucking inbox. We got enough. We got enough of that crap.
Backerupdate.com, you are on notice for cold emailing us.
Yeah, that ain't cool. So hopefully we will report spam, unsubscribe, block sender. Send the sender one of those little boxes full of poopy glitter or whatever that was that people were doing for a while. What was that? It wasn't poop and glitter.
I think they were two separate things. Maybe
you had to pick poop or glitter.
Yeah, and people don't like glitter or something. And it gets all over. A glitter bomb you can mail to people or something, right?
That's cool. I would do the poop one. We got to get going here today. I've got so much stuff to do, Mike. What do you have to do, JF? Well.
Who said that?
Okay. I got a few things I got to do. And this weekend, I gotta go drop my car. I got to go drop my car at the dealership. Okay.
And
I want to tell you about this. Can I tell you about, is it okay if I talk for a second about this?
Let's hear it.
Is that okay? I also have a
car story, but I will wait until after you.
Okay, because mine's pretty good. So I don't know if you just want to go first or
go ahead.
I called the car dealership, and this is after doing the thing where you try to go through the website. You go through the website on the computer and you say, I want to sign up for service. This should be a simple task. Okay. It says, sorry, your dealer does not allow for signing up for a repair or service appointments online. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll fuck myself. So I called last week. I called specifically the service number. They have different phone numbers there. You can do this now. You can have different phone numbers for different places. Do people know this? I fucking called the service number. And the person at the front desk picks up and is like, hi, where did you want to call? Well, I wanted to call service, and that is what I did do. And as far as I'm concerned, you're basically getting in my way right now. So back off, is what I said. And she transferred me over to service, where I then left a message and did not hear back for a week. So I thought, okay, fuck these guys. I will wait 1 week and then not be mad anymore and then do the whole process over again. So I did the whole process over again, except for this time I went to the dealership's actual website rather than the national website. And you can sign up for service there. Or rather, what you can do is submit a request for service. So you can say, can I please bring my car in 2 weeks from now on a Wednesday morning? And then that just goes into the big box, and nothing comes out of the big box once it goes, because I didn't hear anything back. So I finally fucking get them. I call again, get the person at the front desk. They transfer me to service. Thank God someone picks up there. And he's like, hey, this is so-and-so at the service place of the dealership. How can I help you? And I'm like, well, I was wanting to see if I can make a service appointment for my vehicle.
I'm just calling to see how you're doing. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? I'm calling to make a fucking service appointment, you bastard.
So why are you making me jump through the hoop of telling you what I want?
Hey, what do you need? What do you think I need, motherfucker?
That's what it was, dude. I said, I'm trying to make a service appointment, if that's okay. And he goes,
and he's like, oh,
I swear to God, no. I swear to God, it's exactly how he sounded was this. Sure. What? What do you mean?
You got to understand, we don't get that every day here.
Yeah, this is not, seriously, the 70th time I've heard that exact, I mean, what are you doing over there?
Dude, I went through the same thing with, I'm trying to fucking get back in the dentist because I got this temporary, you know, I have to get a fucking dental implant, which I can't afford, by the way. And I'm trying to get back in there. And I called them up like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And the fucking lady on the phone was like, what is your name? Like they lost my entire, I was like, dude, I've been in there like 6 times. Can we just fucking wrap this shit up? And she's like, I'm going to have to go ask this other person. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing over there, dude?
I get that it's probably more complicated than I realize, but they are legitimately treating talking on the phone like it's Squid Game. They're like, if you make the wrong move, you don't get your head blown off. It's just like click a button and say if you can do it or not. It's not a big deal. Just tell me. I've been trying to call your ass all week, you know, but I get this guy finally. And he's like, yeah, sure. We can do that. What are you? First of all, he said, we're about 2 weeks out. And I was like, Jesus Christ, you're two.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, you're 2 weeks out for everything? Because I have a variety of issues. I've got the recall that they got to fix my fucking tailgate, which last time they said was no big deal and there was no problem. So I was, of course, I was right about that. They were wrong. I would like an oil change while it's in there as well. And I got the check engine light, which may be the oil change. I don't know the way they do things now.
And you got
anyways,
the toenail thing.
And I've got my best friend I need to return back to the store, the best friend store. So I have a variety of issues. And I tell him everything. And he's like, oh, well, so what you can do is we're first serve. And
he had an accent or something.
He began to talk in a strange way.
It's like Medea.
He's
Claus, first Kern.
Started talking like Relic. Irma-Gertie. Irma-Gertie, you want to get your car served? So then the appointment thing automatically right out the window. He's like, we're first come, first serve. And I was like, so do you mean first come, first serve when I make an appointment? Like, are you trying to tell me that when I bring my car in, it's just for the day? And if you get to it, you get to it. If you don't, you don't. So I shouldn't expect it to have it back same day. Or are you saying I can bring my car in any day of the week and just drop it off and leave it and maybe you'll get to it? And I had to ask.
And he said, what? And hung up.
It's true. He thinks I work there. I don't work there. Look next to you. Do you see me standing there? Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. I work at home.
The same fucking shit happened with the dentist where I had called and I had an appointment in October or something to go in. And they were like, oh, we have to reschedule your appointment. I was like, all right, well, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I go in because I have a temporary tooth.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to get it, you know, checked out or whatever. And I go in and I'm like, hey, I got an appointment coming up or whatever, you know. And so I called to see when they were going to reschedule the appointment because they never called me. And I'm like, all right, so these motherfuckers just forgot about it or something. So I called them, and she's acting like I was never there before. And I'm like, I fucking stepped into the Twilight Zone or something, dude. I was just there like 2 weeks ago. And she's acting like she can't find my chart or something.
Dude, they're gaslighting us. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
And then she was like, oh, the dentist told you to talk to the oral surgeon. And I was like, and I talked to the oral surgeon, and the oral surgeon said he was going to talk to my dentist. Can you fucking figure it out? Because I'm just over here, dude. I don't know what I'm doing. She was like, yeah, I'll give you a call back. And that was like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I'm just fucked.
There are four people in this conversation. Three of them are in charge of getting my teeth fixed. I'm the other guy. Can you please do something about this?
She's like, you have to call the oral surgeon. I was like, I physically went to the fucking oral surgeon and sat in the chair, and he said he would talk to the dentist. So can you figure it out? Because I don't have any of their numbers.
Yeah.
This is the only number I have.
It's like, it's one thing, because I know shipping is all fucked up right now. So calling and crawling up somebody's ass because your shit got lost on the way over from China is like, a little bit stupid, but
I'm waiting on my new Chinese tooth to arrive.
I know. It's ridiculous. A big boatload of Chinese teeth fell in the fucking ocean. but you're like, you guys have been here the whole time. Like, you just work down the road and you call another guy who works down the road. Like, there's no, what's the disruption for you? Well, I don't get it.
Well, like, the first appointment was like, my dentist was like, I'm going to send you this oral surgeon. He's my buddy or something like that. We talk all the time. Like, the way that he was like, and the oral surgeon was like, yeah, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow anyway. So I'll just go over this thing with him. And I'm like, all right, that sounds good. These guys are fucking friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Fast forward to like 6 months. He just fucking forgot about me.
They had like a big falling out. They hate each other now. Yeah, I'll talk to that son of a bitch about your tooth later. So the guy gets me set up. He finally explains to me how their dealership does service. And this blew my mind. And I was like, you need to bring me in there for one day to fix your whole shit up, because this is absolutely ridiculous. So this is how it works. They take appointments 2 weeks in advance. However, you can bring your car in Friday or Saturday, first thing in the morning, and just drop it off. They don't take appointments for Friday or Saturday. They do take appointments from Monday through Thursday. So no fucking wonder they're 2 weeks out, because they have 2 days out of the fucking 6 day work week where people are just lining up at the door, like fucking throwing their car in through the window. What the hell? Why would you ever do that?
That's outrageous, dude.
So he says, we can get you in. We can do the service and the recall, and then we can test the check engine light, and maybe we'll get it done that day too. And I'm like, well, why are we even talking about it? I don't understand. Why did you ask me? Did I actually figure out what the secret code word was to get past the we're 2 weeks out on appointments thing? Like, this is the secret menu shit all the time. Like, oh, sorry, we don't have the fucking double crazy monkey fries. And you go, are you sure you don't have the double crazy monkey fries? Oh, actually, yeah, sir, we do. It's right here. It's $8.99. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand. What? I Jedi mind tricked my way into getting my car taken care of. And all I have to do is wake up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. So
I finally got my car detailed at like, and I had to wake up at 8 a.m.
It's fucked.
And take it over there. And then I leave the fucking detail place. I took an Uber from the detail place.
Yeah.
And I tipped stupidly.
Yes.
Of course. It's like fucking 5 minutes away from my house.
Baller move.
But I was like, sorry. I was like, well, that sucks. You know, this guy's fucking driving around on like a Tuesday. I'm watching him on the map, you know, and he's like far away. And I'm like, damn, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Just bumped up the tip or whatever. And then I go pick up the car and I'm driving out of the thing. Or I take an Uber back to the thing and I tip again. And then I get the car and I'm driving out of the fucking parking lot. My radio's going insane. I guess they like sprayed some cleaner in the fucking radio or something. I tipped the guy who fucking cleaned the car very well. I was like, dude, what's your Cash App? And all this shit. I'm just getting my ass fucked left and right here.
You sent us a video of what the radio was doing and it was like possessed.
It was going nuts, man.
I think what they did is they used one of those OBGYN tools and opened up your fucking CD slot and then just squirted a bunch of Windex in there until it exploded, is basically what happened.
I think so. And I was so pissed off that day.
You can't listen to your damn radio.
Well, it's fixed now. And like, I called CarMax when it happened and I was like,
You requested the tip back on Cash App too, you said? This is after you said you fucked me in the ass. Can you give me my tip back? Is that what you said?
I will burn your fucking business. No, I was like, so I made a, I was, I called CarMax, you know, cause I got a couple of things wrong too. Nothing bad, like your toenail thing, but I got a bunch of shit wrong. I got to fucking hang a new air freshener and I don't know the first thing about it, how to do it. How does it go on one side of the, I don't know how you get it on the, so like
it's,
I called.
It's tricky. Yeah.
I called CarMax and they're like, we're not accepting vehicles for repair, but you can go on this third party website called RepairPal.com and search for a car repair. And I was like, I'll just drive my car around until it falls apart. Fuck you.
RepairPal. Jesus. Sorry in advance when RepairPal buys an ad slot on the show in 2024. Oh boy, we got a little bit of time here, Mike, before those great ads. So let's give an update on an old Kickstarter. Oh shit, it's an update on an old Kickstarter. Now you remember this here. This was called the Hickaway. And no, it's not when you chase Mike out of your house with a broom, folks. This is something meant to stop.
I've been sitting on that since last night.
This is the Hickaway, proven to stop the hiccups. This is back episode 143, May of 2020. When we talked about it, it had $13,845 and it got the YKS bump because it blew up to an absolutely massive 60,649 problems. That right there, I mean, you take all that money, that's almost enough to solve all of Mike's personal hygiene issues. He stinks and he's a hick. This is the only hiccup solution you'll ever need. And the way it works, Mike, it's like a straw. You remember this? It's like a straw of some kind.
The only hiccup solution you need. Throw away all those other products that you have.
They're really crowding up the pantry and stuff. All right, let's check out this video of it.
Would you like to know how to quickly get rid of annoying hiccups? We all get hiccups, and they can sneak up on us in the most inopportune times. Hiccups are annoying, uncomfortable, and make you feel awkward. There's a long list of silly things to try to get rid of hiccups.
This lady's getting married and she has the hiccups. That would be terrible.
Say goodbye to her silly tricks.
Yeah.
And say hello to Hickaway, the guarantee.
But her husband scared her? I would never do that to her.
Safety created a device that is a quick, foolproof way to say goodbye to your hiccups. The device is created with two holes of different diameters, precisely plugged.
Heard that.
Just sip some water through the straw.
Let me add that thing.
We'll do the rest.
For real. Hickaway. Are they close together? Oh, hell yeah.
Lower the diaphragm and eliminate hiccups. Hickaway can be used by all ages.
So it's some kind of pressure thing where you drink water out of the straw and it like relaxes your esophagus or diaphragm or some of the parts that are inside of you. I don't know what it is exactly.
It's all hokum.
It seems like I don't know. I think this one actually might make a little bit of sense. And they made a bunch of money off of it. It's a lot of people are here in the comments saying that it works. The one thing I wanted to highlight though here is there's a strange pattern in this comment section here. So here's one. Key Trico says, "Hi Hickaway team. I've till now, sadly I did not receive my order. Can you please send another package? Thank you for your help and service." Okay, so that's just like the standard, I didn't fill out the survey or I moved or whatever. Can you give me the thing? Okay. From there, it gets a little bit weird. Vladimir Kapustin says, hi, it is backer 334 from Russia again. I still didn't receive my shipment. Okay. Then Nikos Perpinius says, hi, I'm backer 606 from Greece. Can you update me on my shipping status? Okay. Why are they all giving their number? Keytrico says, hi, I'm backer 283 from Germany. I'm very excited to test the Hickaway, but didn't receive my order so far. Vladimir again, hi, backer 334 from Russia here. How about Dylan, who says, hi, I'm backer 472 from Singapore. Can you update me on my shipping status? Oran, hi, backer 335 from Israel. Haven't got any survey to fill out. What the hell's going on in here?
Hmm. Weird. Maybe are they these told like, are, them. Maybe they told them to comment their backer number or something.
But why would they all tell them to comment they didn't get their fucking hiccup straw?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really weird. No, says backer 195 from Austria. I've never seen, like, how many comment sections for Kickstarters have we looked at?
Yeah.
And I've never seen this pattern of, hi, I'm so-and-so, backer number whatever, from wherever. Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
So anyways, I don't know. There's several hundred comments here. I guess most of them are either I didn't get this or I did get this and it works great. So, you know, I don't know. Given the last year, like we said, it's been kind of hard for people to get stuff in the mail. Maybe that's not so bad. I don't know. I kind of want to give it a thumbs up.
Wow. The official, I think the first ever YKS thumbs up. Wow.
That's the hiccup. When's the last time you've had hiccups, I guess, is what I would ask.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a long time. In a long time. Well, because
it means you get the hiccups when you're growing emotionally or physically. And of course, you haven't done that in a month of Sundays. So that'll probably never happen for you again. So I don't know. You got to give it up for the Hickaway. Maybe I'll order one. It seems like you can order it and maybe it'll come in. Maybe it won't. But what's the worst that could happen? You're out. We'll see. Look, they got it through. They got it through Amazon now, $14, 14 buckaronies. Oh my God, it's on sale at Amazon for $10.90.
You can't, I mean, at this price, you can't afford not to get one, Jam.
All these fools out there hiccuping right now going, oh God, I hope there's something I can do. Well, listen to the right show. We're going to help you. Wow. And if you buy two, it's $22. So it's actually not a discount to buy two. So I would say buy one and then buy one if you need two Hickaways. That's the official YKS secret menu hack on the Hickaway. So, you know, some of these are positive. Some of these, you know what? It's okay if stuff turns out fine, Mike. I know you're this big cynic and you're so hardened to the truth about whether there's a big hole in the moon where we all go and hang out with our rat friends. But
yeah,
people are allowed to be happy. People are allowed to live in the moon and be happy with their products to stop hiccups. You know, it's not all about like, oh, what is, you know, what's Mike? What does Mike think about this? What's Mike's opinion on this?
I don't think I've ever looked worse than I do right now. Look at my fucking camera. I look like fucking shit.
Okay, gang. Let's take a quick break. We'll give Mike time to go brush his hair. Stay tuned for more Kickstarters right after this word from our sponsors. This episode of YKS sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, it's BetterHelp. Gang, what is standing in the way of your happiness? Do you have a bunch of problems and stuff? Well, check this out. BetterHelp wants to help you with the problems. Get it? Do you finally get what's going on here? It's pretty simple stuff, Mike. I think you understand what I'm talking about.
It's so simple, even I could figure it. BetterHelp is trying to help you betterly, okay?
Exactly right, Mike. Connect in a safe and private online environment with these folks over there, okay? It's kind of like what me and Mike do every week. We log on here, we look at each other, we talk, okay? We share our feelings and emotions. We say what's going on in our lives. And then the other person says something really cool to us, you know? It happens every single week.
Every week.
You can start communicating under 24 hours, which would be really fast for me and Mike. Normally, it takes about 72 to 84 hours to get Mike going and out of bed. And you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Sign me up for video. I want to see face-to-face what's going on over there.
Weird,
I want to see a
weird guy.
I want to see all the little plugs in the background. In the is that chair facing the wall? That's interesting. Don't know what's going on there. Listen, it's the more affordable bugger. Than traditional. the cat doesn't need a chair. Oh, boy. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available, and the service is available for clients worldwide. Okay, anything you share is confidential. Why don't you check out the testimonials posted every single day on their site? They're on there posting testimonials. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now, that's a lot of states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/YKS. BetterHelp. Take that chair out of the corner.
It's for the cat, dude.
Also sponsoring today's episode, Mike, NordVPN. Now, let's talk about NordVPN for a second. Mike, give me the deets on this stuff. Jeff. You're the tech guy. What is it? What is it? What, Mike, what the hell? What is it?
Jesse, every computer has an IP address. Launch you into it. JF, it's so cool. I can access content from over 59 different countries by changing my virtual location with one click. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, but it's actually not that crazy to me because I've done it, so I have experience with it. So now I'm familiar with it, and it doesn't freak me out at all even that much anymore.
The first time you did it, you were like, what the hell?
The first several thousand times I used NordVPN, I clicked a button, and then
fucking blown away.
The computer website said, oh, hello, thank you for logging in from Great Britain. I said,
Jolly old England, yeah.
Ran around the room.
Peaky Blinders or some such programming that we have?
The people from England are watching it. Oh, boy. Geo restrictions no longer an issue because you can change your remote location with one click, and it is super easy to use. In fact, I think, as viewers of the stream know, I did, in fact, it's so easy to use, I accidentally used it one time. And it cut off the stream. Yeah. So you know that it's easy to use, and you know that it's so much fun as well, gang. And I want you to try it out for yourself. Go to NordVPN.com/YKS or use code YKS to get up to 73% off your NordVPN plan plus a bonus gift. That's right. Christmas came early this year with NordVPN and YKS. Check it out. Finally, Mike, we can't forget our friends at Truebill. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you, okay? The scam is out to get you along with the business. They finally teamed up to take you down, okay?
Hey, we got a partnership here.
let's get this guy.
Make a lot of money off this guy. Off this guy forgetting to cancel his...
Listen, don't let these greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. However, I will interject here, some subscriptions you should absolutely sign up for
Truebill
and forget about.
Truebill does not work with Patreon.
Oh, boy. Here's what it does, though. Truebill's the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Wow, that's good enough for a cup of coffee.
It's a latte right there.
Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. They're zigging while companies are zagging. That's why we like Truebill so much. Mike, you've told me in the past the incredible difficulty you had canceling subscriptions, and it can really be a pain in your hind end.
Yeah. Sometimes you're in there all day trying to cancel these damn things.
That's right. Mike was in a wet paper bag trying to find his way out all day. Couldn't figure it out. All you have to do with Truebill, though, is link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in just one tap. Plus, your Truebill concierge. Am I saying that right? Concierge? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a small pickle, I think. They're there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions So you don't have to. I tell you what, I used Truebill a while ago. It's been a while now. Maybe I'll give them another visit. They really chopped down some of my subs I was no longer using. Forget about the dubs, too. I probably saved well over $200 if they had just kept on cooking with those subscriptions. But Truebill stood in front of them. They said, no more. They said, knock it off. And I said, you're my hero.
You saved my life. Truebill saved our lives.
That's right, Mike. They've also saved over $100 million for over 2 million users. That's a lot of scratch. One of them, in fact, was a guy by the name of Matthew B. I think I know this guy. He says, in a matter of seconds, I saved $660 for the year on my DirecTV bill, saved $120 for the year on my SiriusXM bill, saved $840 a year on car insurance. Holy moly, Matthew B's jumping around in the Scrooge McDuck coin safe now. Look at this guy.
I'm about to hang out with this dude.
Matthew B, give me a call. Seriously. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/YKS. Go right now. Truebill.com/YKS. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/YKS. Doesn't work on Patreon.
Oh, it's six-pack time. It's six-pack time. It's time to do
the okay.
Six-pack.
Mike, first up on the six pack, I got one for you. This is called Punk Souls. Punk Souls. Yeah, this is an interesting one. This one comes to us from Guy, who writes, hi, Mike and JF.
What guy?
A guy? Well, Mike, there's a good reason for that. He says, a guy I know is doing this Kickstarter. Some guy that I used to know. Remember that? About 7 years ago, I think that song came out. Yeah. A guy I know is doing this Kickstarter, and I wanted to send it your way because it would make a good addition to the six-pack, that part of the show where you cover some amount of bad Kickstarters. I can't recall how many. Enjoy. I'm sending this from a throwaway account because there's a chance I may need to ask him for a job at some point in the future. So we got the inside track on Punxels, and I'm very thankful for it because this one is so friggin', excuse me, fucking cool.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yep.
When you say the word punk, it evokes that 70s genre of rock and roll that is super raw, probably anti-establishment. Once you're introduced to it, it's really hard to let it go.
Just like puzzles.
One else in 20. Thinking about new things to do, myself, my wife, my family, started turning towards jigsaw puzzles. The problem was, I just couldn't really find any puzzles where the subject matter spoke to me. And one night, I just was thinking about punk and then the word puzzles, and punxels just kind of came together.
I don't know how you do that.
Couldn't I celebrate the artists and the icons that I love?
I don't know how you get there.
Experience.
Why couldn't I celebrate?
So I'm really excited to announce that the first punxels puzzle that we're dropping this year is Johnny Rotten.
Johnny Rotten. So cool.
Image is from 1983. I just love the energy, the anger that he has, his performance. You could say he's the godfather of punk.
What's he up to now?
First Punxels puzzle. With Punxels,
we've done The Masked Singer.
A whole evening around the.
Was he seriously on The Masked Singer?
The whole experience.
He's such a fucking loser, dude.
Questions that get you to talk about.
Is he a psycho, like in the bad
way?
Yeah,
he's a fucking. He's a huge psycho.
Okay, I thought so.
And he got really fat, too, which is.
Maybe got into.
It's whatever, but.
Decades ago to share that with the next generation. I'm constantly finding new ways to connect with my music loving kids, but about
look, I'm not a punk music guy. It doesn't really bother me, but I don't. So this says when the sounds of bands like The Clash, Bad Brains, and The Ramones hit my ears, it's more than music. It's an energy. To me, when I hear The Ramones, I am walking away. I don't want to hear it.
You've never gotten into the you've never been a Ramones?
Not interesting to me. That? Not interesting to me in any way, no. I mean, of course, I had the high school phase where
Misfits,
I was like, oh.
Nothing like that?
I was like, I'm in high school. I should be listening to this stuff and not taking care of my personal hygiene. You know, that was something you love to do in high school around that time. But
some
I grew,
of
out, of that
grew out of it, Dan.
this ain't my kind of thing, but it's so funny to twist yourself into pretzels thinking of Punxel. And then
very
to put
funny
this,
to come up with a backstory and say how passionate you are about the art or something.
The art
it's always
of puzzles.
So funny, dude. Reading the reading the stories and stuff on startups and stuff, and we were driven by passion or whatever. Motherfucker, I guess you are broke and you want to make some money.
I guess the all-time one probably is the Pepsi, the new Pepsi logo documents that they leaked. Remember seeing those?
Yeah.
I don't remember how they described the new Pepsi logo when they were thinking about it, but it is truly some of the most psychotic stuff you'll ever read in your life.
That's just marketing, guys.
It's just marketing stuff. And the I think the other one probably is the I always think of Shingy, right? About the because he goes into the. Can I pull up the fucking thing from Shingy? I know we talk about it all the time.
Can I pull it up?
Can I pull up the Shingy thing from the New Yorker? Hey, great magazine or newspaper, whatever that is.
I just opened up our YouTube and we got a comment on our videos, which I didn't even know we had on there. I don't even know why we have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But he's somebody says, Judge Judy sucks. Can't wait to click that and figure out what it was.
Somebody
on this video from episode 58. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and listen to episode 58 and figure out why this guy's saying Judge Judy sucks.
Judge Judy doesn't suck. Judge Judy rocks. She's a powerful girl boss. Yeah, awesome. There is no typical day for me, Shingy, who is 44, said. This was published in 2014, which, if you think about it, means that today is pretty typical. He arrived at AOL headquarters in the Village wearing black nail polish and high-top sneakers with leather wings. His jacket, t-shirt, and pants were black, and he had decorated them with wide stripes of white paint. He wears his hair up and out like Phyllis Diller or Beetlejuice. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get it to stay like this, actually. A blow dry and then a quarter-size dab of product, Shingy explained. It's all in the cut, not the styling. He ran into a Ward Cleaverish advertising executive named Jim Norton. My man, Shingy said, offering his trademark three-part handshake, ending in a hug. Next, Shingy stopped by the office of Erica Nardini, the chief marketing officer of AOL Advertising, and handed her an iPad mini. Wanted to show you a little brain fart I had on the plane, he said. It was a cartoon he had drawn of a bear wearing zebra print pants and a shirt covered in zeros and ones. Love it, love it, love it, Nardini said. I'm thinking of the bears more as a metaphor. 1,000%, Shingy said.
1,000%.
Of course, she is now the psycho in charge of Barstool Sports, so she's continued to ruin the world in her own fun little way. And this guy, I don't know, he hung around AOL for a little while longer. I forget what it is that he's doing right now.
We should be tracking all of these people psychotically on a big spreadsheet.
He's just, there's so much gold whenever you read about Shingy.
What is he doing? Where is he at?
Where is Shingy now? I mean, he's probably doing the same exact thing, which is to say nothing and making a lot of money for it. But where specifically? Who specifically has he tricked into letting him do that? I don't know. But a very interesting guy. But just being able to talk like that, you know? Being able to move in that world of drawing a little doodle and then someone going, oh!
Yeah. 1,000%.
That's like, I'm thinking of that as a metaphor. What are you talking about? Don't talk to me like that. And don't show me your little drawing, okay? My kids are 8 and 10, and they show me their little drawings, and I go, that's awesome, babe. Nice job. I really like that.
But get it out of here. I'm sick of looking at it.
I'm not, like, noodling on it all day. It's so fucking crazy to do that. $20 gets you a Punxsutawney's tote bag and two glasses. They're making like these little.
That is awesome.
What do you think about that? It's like it says it's a puzzle piece, and then it's like the crossbones, and it says Punxsutawney's on it, and the glass is sort of. I actually don't mind this glass shape. It's shaped like a can. Kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that. I like that when they do that.
I don't need Punxsutawney's on it though. I kind of just want the glass, maybe. We should do YKS glasses, you know, like you would get the Flintstones glasses at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Do you think we could print ourselves on cups?
We could absolutely do that.
All right, let's do that. And no, by the way, if you guys hear this and we haven't done it yet, you feel free to come to our houses and rough us up. $30 gets you Put the Pieces of Punk Together t-shirt. $60 gets you Punxsutawney's Puzzle Drop 1, Johnny Rotten. So it's going to be $60 all in. for a puzzle, which seems a little steep for a puzzle, but this is a boutique puzzle. It's 500 plus pieces. Don't know if that's a lot or not very many. I'm not a puzzle guy. But you know what? He is right about one thing. If you ever put together a puzzle, it's like a picture of a book or like a cat in a fireplace or something like that. There's not like a puzzle where it's like, oh, check out this cool scene from Independence Day. We made this a puzzle, you know? That's a guy puzzle right there. Puzzles for guys?
Geisels. The puzzles for guys with action scenes on it. Like you put it together and it's like Steven Seagal sitting down and punching a guy or something.
Wait, do you have the top of the carrot? No, I just have the bottom of the huge carrot he's eating with Putin in the field or whatever. Okay, well, put all the orange ones over there.
1,000 piece Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man puzzle.
We could do it, Mike, right after we do our glassware. $1,611 of 27 grand, 16 backers, 26 days ago. That's the Punxsels by Punxsels LLC. Boy, thanks for the tip, guy. That one looks cool. Mike, what do you got?
Okay, I know you're going to be mad at me, JF, but I forgot to do any projects this time around. So I don't know if you want to go again or if you...
Are you serious? You don't have any of the projects? We're each supposed to have 3 projects, and that adds up to 6. That's why we do this. That's what we do this for, to celebrate the number 6.
You just got pranked. Dave, what I have for you is called the hairball. It's a shower-safe receptacle for loose hair. Disgusting hair on the shower wall, no more. Now place it in the hairball where it's out of sight, out of mind.
Okay. Well, it is true that when you get in the shower and someone else has been in there, doesn't have to necessarily be a lady that does this. Could be anybody. Sometimes it is a lady that does this, I'll just say. Sometimes in my life, it seems like, for the most part, the people that are doing this in the shower are ladies, okay? But that doesn't mean it always is. You'll see a lot of, you'll see some, like, hairs. You'll see, like, some long hairs. And you kind of look at your head and you go, well, that's not.
That's for sure not coming from that head.
Yeah, that ain't mine. You kind of look at your rear end and you go, well, maybe down there. But sometimes... The hair will be on the wall of the shower. Maybe it'll be on the floor hovering around in the drain. Somehow the hair just can't figure out how to go down the drain. I don't know why that is. Get in the hole. It's your home. It's where you belong. You're too good for your home. But sometimes you'll see these hairs and you'll go, huh, I wonder what to do with this. Now, what I do, you tell me what you do. I'll tell you what I do. I want to see if what you do is normal before I say what I do.
Okay, I'll tell. That's simple. I'll tell you what I do.
Just tell me what you do with the hair. Yeah,
I eat it.
Okay.
I get a paper towel and I spray some stuff on the paper towel and then I wipe the shower. Okay, I know you're probably supposed to do more than that, and don't email me about it. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Don't say, actually, you know what? I don't care. Right. That's what I do. And then when it's time to clean the tub, you give the tub a clean.
This is so embarrassing for you. You're going to feel really stupid because you are
you
supposed,
actually eat it.
Oh, you're supposed to eat it. Yeah, you're supposed to eat it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, no, I'll grab the hair and I'll put it there. And then when I get out and dry off my body, I'll reach in, I'll grab the hair and then I'll put it in the trash can. What are you talking about? What else is there to do? This is our whole lives. We're moving things from receptacle to receptacle. Sometimes the shit has to go in a place and that's all there is to it. I don't need this middleman gumming up the works.
I don't understand how this works.
This is the video of it in action.
Okay.
So he's like grabbing the hair off the wall. He puts it on the... There's like a little slot.
That is disgusting. I'm not doing that.
And then he winds it in there. He winds it together into the hole. And you can see even in this TikTok with the annoying TikTok music... What really happens is he doesn't get all of the hair because it's like dried on the wall.
Yeah.
And it's also drying all over the hairball machine.
What's fucking funny is you have to gather up the hair and then twist a little thing on the side of it. What it is, it's like the hair collector in the middle. The hair collector. I saw that film. Loved it.
Yeah. Liam Neeson. Awesome. Awesome.
And it was like there's a thing in the middle, which is like a wheel, I think. With like these little hooks on it.
Prongs.
And it grabs the hair. But you have to fucking wind it. And I'm not fucking getting in there and grabbing all my hair off the thing. And then how much time do you think I got?
I got stuff. Seriously. I'm not in the shower because I got all day. Okay. I'm in the shower because I got 6 minutes to wash my asshole before I run out the door. Okay. That's the only reason I'm in there. I would never be in there otherwise.
You wouldn't be caught dead in the fucking thing.
I think this must be a 3D printed device, right? That would explain why it's like really simplistic and plain looking. Don't you think it kind of looks like that?
Yeah, it doesn't look, maybe not 3D printed, maybe a mold. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, in my shower, there's plenty of that too. It says, here's the pros to using the hairball. Dan liked that. Dan thought that was funny.
He's fucking, oh God, Dan, he's throwing up. He's laughing so hard.
Dan, are you okay, bro?
Pause.
Do you want to take a pause, man, so you can clean up your puke?
Two kinds of mold. Two kinds of mold.
I'm okay. We're good now.
Okay, yeah. Wipe that fucking vomit off your lips. You disgust me. It says, the hairball pros, no slipping while reaching for the toilet to throw hair away. I don't know what part of that makes sense to anyone.
That's very funny. This may be the stupidest thing we've ever had. The thing where you push the thing into the bun to make more sloppy joes go in there or something.
That
so
one was
fucking stupid.
I liked that one. So these are two separate pros on here. You tell me if this sounds like the same thing to you or not. Number one, no slipping while reaching for the toilet to throw hair away. Number two, no more wet floors reaching for the garbage can. Is that the same thing?
That's the same thing, buddy.
I don't. Now, the hair catch spindles are also disposable. So now what? So the hair catch spindles are disposable? So you spin up the hair and then throw away the whole fucking unit? And then you just have the thing on your wall still, yeah. But you toss the spindle with it.
Gotta get a new one.
That's what I was wondering.
You're going to get hair wound all up in your, you know?
That must be part of it. Yeah. Silly. So then you order more spindles. For $30, you get the hairball with three spindles. This will be one of only 2,000, it says. Why is he artificially limiting how many hairballs he's going to make?
Probably get access to a CNC machine for a limited time, I'm assuming.
This is very, very... Well, then aren't you worried about where the spindles are coming from? If this is going to change the rest of your life with respect to hair in the shower, you're not going to be doing this. You're going to be showering for the next 9 months, right? You're going to be keeping the hair coming.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
I just think this is a temporary. This ain't changing my life. I'll just deal with the hair. I think $1, you know, on
the fucking way that you're supposed to catch the hair. I was not expecting that.
It's so much easier to spray it with the water, right?
I mean, yeah. That's stupid.
You hit it with the water, then it goes in the drain. Here's the deal. If it goes down the drain, great. If it doesn't go down the drain, I just grab it there. I'm not bouncing all over the walls trying to reach the trash can. I'm not doing like the, remember that show, The Hole in the Wall on ABC, I think it was, like where you had to go like.
Oh, yeah.
You had to like freeze frame yourself into the big foam wall as it came at you way too fast. I'm not doing that trying to get the hair in the trash can. I'll just wait. I'll just dry myself off. Throw the towel down on the floor so you don't slip and break your head open. Okay. We're getting old enough now where you need the non-slip bath mat in there or the towel or something.
Yeah.
Statistically, that's how a lot of us are going to bite it, by the way, is slipping in the bathroom. So if you're listening to this right now, you need to make sure you got something in your bathroom. Worried
some
about
rails
y'all.
Rails in there. Get you one of those bathtubs that you step into.
Hey, I listen up. Listen up, Mike. This is the truth. This is the truth. A lot of podcast listeners are worried about rails in the bathroom. Now, our podcast listeners are worried about rails in the bathroom. Dan liked that one, too.
Don't just say Dan liked it before
Dan
he has
liked
a chance
one.
To respond to it.
Dan liked that shit.
I didn't get that one.
Rails in the bathroom.
Other podcasts. Rails.
Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes people listen to podcasts while going to the bathroom for rails. Meanwhile, our podcast listeners are in the bathroom grabbing onto rails to lift themselves off of the very tall toilet that they have there. Dan liked that shit. Dan just mouthed, that's some good ass shit. That's what Dan just mouthed.
He said, that's fire.
That's the hairball. All right, Mike, I got one for you. How about this? This is cool. This comes to us from Joey. Joey was digging back in the old Kickstarter archives and found some gold we actually missed the first time around. Joey went Indiana Jones on our asses. He came up with the EPZ. Now, this guy's debut record was absolute fire. He had so many bars on this record. Just kidding. It's not that. This is the brand new way of using a portable urination bag. All right. So here's what you're going to want to do with this, gang. Let's watch this. It'll show you how it's done. Tired of pissing in the toilet? Tired of throwing hair in the toilet and pissing?
Tired of the following situation?
Here we go.
Oh, I got a crap. Some
traffic. Nowhere to use a bathroom. Attending an outdoor concert without toilet access.
Yep.
Hiking or camping, but without any restroom around. Tired of waiting in long lines to use a bathroom. Or of a clogged toilet.
What?
The answer for you.
Is your toilet full of hair?
EPZ. EPZ is a portable urination bag at your service whenever and wherever you go. The instructions are easy to follow.
Oh.
Ziploc.
I think I can figure out how to piss in a bag. I'm not real smart.
Tape off.
The opening is at the top.
Use forefinger and middle finger accordingly.
Uh-huh.
Stick the wings with two fingers.
Oh,
place penis inside.
Two fingers wide, open to form an opening. Press EPZ against your lady parts and adjust yourself with these two fingers.
There you go.
All you need to do is stand if your business without any
confidence. The fucking video of it, the pee going in the bag.
The video is so good.
EPZ has four features.
That's it?
Strong 3M tape. Sealed with a Ziploc bag. Large capacity?
I don't think you can say Ziploc bag.
Can't. It's a brand. Can't say that.
Double-sided tape is strong and it can be reused.
Oh, good.
Ziploc designed to prevent any odor.
You can keep pissing in this bag as long as you want.
27 fluid ounces.
You need more than that.
Even if you kick it.
You're going to need more than that.
Even if you kick it.
Easy on walls.
Why?
Cars or somewhere vertical to prevent.
Put it in your car?
We take pride in such a neat and stylish packaging.
That's fucking funny, dude.
Style of packaging design.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we offer a complimentary overall to cover.
What? What on earth?
For its tapes on the opening.
Oh my God!
Cutting is user friendly.
Look.
Last but not least,
that was so good.
Is patented by plenty of countries.
Y'all include this huge bag.
You guys couldn't see this, but essentially they developed like a poncho that looks like a trash bag that you can put over yourself while you're pissing into another smaller bag while standing up. So, I think it is true that there are people who are in need of portable toilets. I think that's probably true.
Yeah, safe to say.
I think that's probably accurate. Here's what I don't think it is. When you're outside camping, I don't think you need to whiz in the bag when you're outside camping. You have to be able to figure this out for yourself. If you're out, so they showed the picture of like someone, it looked like in the New Zealand wilds or something, right? Like it looked like Lord of the Rings. If you can't figure out where to piss in Rivendell, I don't know what to fucking tell you. You got to be able to, we're not that divorced from our nature as humans, right? You guys know what to do if you're outside and you have to piss?
Ooh, I need some tech, but I don't see any around.
Just piss on the tree or next to the tree. You can piss on a rock.
The trees love it.
It's good for the trees to have piss on them.
Mm-mm. Love that pee.
God damn. But I need one of these pissing mannequins though. I need one of these where you just got the legs and you got the pussy hole here.
Working
and you
can, vulva,
You can walk up and stand behind it. Yeah, I need this. I need this bad, dude. I'm down bad for the pissing mannequin. I love this. I love this.
They should make adult like size toys that piss and stuff like that on command. You know how they do that for like
yeah.
Baby dolls and stuff.
Yeah. You have like the crying, whining baby who will piss and shit all over you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have that.
Be cool. That'd be cool, dude.
There should be more piss play. Of course, you try to get on Best Buy, it says sold out. Probably. So there's no polymer in this, gang. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll turn your piss into gel if you piss in one of these bags. Don't worry. With the EPZ, your piss is going to stay piss in the bag. There's no chemical changes done to your piss. So no worries there if that was one of your big concerns about pissing in the bag. Of course, as we said before, you can tape this to the inside of your automobile and drive it around if you need to do that for some reason. You can continue to wear the trash bag poncho while you drive your car and tape your bag of piss.
The poncho thing looks so funny because it looks like, you know, you're wearing a poncho. Yeah. You know, maybe you can't tell what's going on or something, but you're putting your hand on your pussy. So it just looks like you're fucking, just looks like you're diddling yourself off wearing a trash bag.
Standing in line for a porta potty at a concert, wearing a big trash bag and spreading yourself apart with a bag underneath you. And also we can hear the bag filling up. Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing at all. Stoked for this concert.
I can't wait to get in there. I can't wait to see Marshall Mathers. How many of these do you get for approximately $128 Hong Kong, which is a lot less US dollars? 30 pieces. Okay. Well, don't tell Jesus about that. Let's do the conversion. 128 Hong Kong to US dollars, gang. That's about 16 buckaroonies, US style. So not a big, you know, what are we talking about here? 50 cents a pop?
Yeah.
For the EPZ, 50 cents a pop for a bag to pop in.
I just looked it up, and 30 pieces of silver would be worth about $91 to $441.
Is that
30
it?
30 pieces of silver. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on Poopcoin. I'm glad I invested in Poopcoin last year. Because it's going to the moon right now. 14 backers pledged $28,000 Hong Kong to bring this project to life. Again, it's a lot less. US dollars. So they got this one made. This was back in 2018. No comments, no updates. So who knows if these eventually got sent out. Kind of surprising that it was 14 people doing that. Let's see. Four backers pledged at the wholesale level, meaning there are four people who ended up or were supposed to have ended up with 50 packs of the EPZ for a total of 1,500 piss bags. To put in their piss bag store, I guess. So I hope their businesses are going well. I know this has been a tough couple of years for small businesses. But I hope that the piss bag store is still open. And I hope they made a bunch of money off of people who need to go piss in a bag. So that's the EPZ. Thank you for sending that one in, Joey. Mike, what's the next one you got? Speaking of piss bags, you got something for us?
I got something. Well, yeah, I do, actually. It's called crap bags. They're premium waste bags. Friends and smelly cats crap bags. Jesus. Friends. Okay.
Yep.
Now let me just break this down real quick.
Yeah, let them know.
Friends is in cursive. Crap bags is in the friends type font with that has the... little multicolored dots in the middle of them or whatever.
Right.
Weird design choice.
Yep. Very friends strange.
Friends and smelly cats crap bags. Earth-friendly, biodegradable poop bags. Extra thick and large. With dispenser. Leak-proof guarantee. That's cool.
Yeah, and here's the thing about the guarantee. Who cares? What do you think is going to happen with... You think normal warranties are a scam... What do you think is going to happen when you try to claim the guarantee on not getting poo-poo on your hands? You're going to call somebody and say, hey, I got poop on my hands. They're going to say, ha ha. They're going to do the Nelson Muntz laugh in your face and hang up. Yeah. What do you think what's the recourse here?
These are mini bags on a roll, sized perfectly to fit in a dispenser so you can take them everywhere, Jeff. Take them with you. Ugh.
Yeah.
What is this?
Look.
This crap.
Look. It makes sense that you would want to pick up your dog's poop. I think you should do that. You have to do that, right? That's the law. And if you don't do it,
yeah,
Mike will tell your whole business to everybody on his mildly popular podcast. But to brand it with the Friends logo, I mean, this is really fucking crazy.
Hi. As dog owners ourselves with over 20 years of experience in the pet industry,
I don't like this guy's energy right out of the gate.
Bags are very weird energy.
Top premium earth-friendly waste bag with its thickness.
Are you yelling at me? Every
waste bag for all sorts of crap.
It's now, funny to green screen your dog into something.
With you while you're camping and traveling. So as you see, our crap bags are not your ordinary waste bags. They are thick enough so you can pick up after your pets without any crap to handle.
Plane or motorcycle going by in the back.
Our bags are 100% leak-proof, so that once you pick it up, it's going nowhere except to the trash. Could you please help us pass the word and let others know about our crap bags? It would be greatly appreciated. Share this with your friends and family and keep us in your thoughts.
Keep us in your thoughts. That's what you say when someone has a terminal illness. That is not what you say when you're trying to sell nostalgic poo-poo bags for dogs. I mean, when you know now, like, you go to, I was about to ask if you've been to the bookstore lately. I don't know what the fuck I was expecting
the
as an answer there.
Why the fuck would you?
I don't know. But if you go to the bookstore now, there are some books there, but mainly it's merchandise. So you go into Barnes & Noble and it's like, oh, look at this lap desk that costs like maybe 35% more than any lap desk you would think could ever possibly cost. And then they have like, they have like, this one is like a wellness dice. You can roll the dice and it does wellness on you or something. and then they have friend stuff. There's like a mug that has hot chocolate already in it and it's wrapped up and it says Friends on the side in the Friends font. And that's basically what you can get at the bookstore now. And it's because people our age, I think people from the age of like 23 to 37 are just they're Friends heads. They love Friends. They like when Monica does the braids. They like when Ross marries a lesbian, I think. Isn't that what happens in the show?
I don't know. It's like one of two or three shows that adult people like for some reason.
Oh, Tom Selleck is on here and he's like fucking someone, I guess.
It's cool.
I don't know. All I know, I do know that the barista on the show died because that was like Twitter's number one trending topic 3 days in a row that he died. I mean, it's sad that he passed, but yeah. I didn't know him, you know? Was that the number one thing that happened for the whole week? That guy on the show died?
The guy from the coffee shop passed away from... Oh, I love that show. I watch it when I come home from my office job.
Yeah.
Every day.
We hate
Every
those guys. That, we hate the guys that say that. We hate the guys who have normal lives and consume media. They make me sick. Friends and Smelly Cat is from the show. Did you know that? Smelly Cat?
Yeah. Is that on here?
So you have seen it.
Oh, wow. Why is it fucking so egregious with the... I thought it was maybe accidental. I literally thought it was an accidental thing.
That it said Smelly Cat?
I didn't even get to that part yet.
Yeah.
Just the crap bag logo.
It says straight up crap bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap bag. How you doing on a shirt? I mean, what? You're just ripping off the thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't one of them say, how you doing?
Joey, yeah. Joey Tribbiani.
So you have seen the fucking show. You love the show. You fucking love the show. Everything is like very badly photoshopped as well. Like you can tell these are like renders, all
models and renders and stuff. Where is this from?
This is from here, I think.
Chicago, Illinois. Bizarre.
But it doesn't seem like it, does it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, this is a very strange, this is a very strange product. Yeah. So you've got the how you doing shirt. You've also got the Smelly Cat shirt, and the Smelly Cat's holding up its own poop on a skateboard, which, you know, I don't know. Does that really make sense to say that you're going to be using these bags for cat poop? I'm not.
Dude, the fucking website for the guy is friendsbags.com.
Is it?
Friendsbags.com. What the fuck is going on?
Friends bags. Yeah, it sure is.
Friends crap bags.
But wait, is this like a digital... Look at this guy.
I know. What is that? That's like a Second Life guy. And they put the shirt on.
And wait, he's The Second Life guy is holding the big red glasses that are on a dog's face photoshopped? What is that?
Wait, hit play on this. What is this?
Why does it look like this? Oh, he's doing like Fortnite dances.
He's doing the fucking worm and shit.
Why is he doing this?
This is so bizarre, dude.
This is really weird. This is an AI. This is an AI thing.
This is fucking bizarre.
Look at what he's doing. Well, this is the gift for the fucking Twitter post for sure. What the fuck is this? Wow.
It rocks. He's moving.
I mean, he's got
moving
some moves.
Like Jim Carrey.
There's no doubt about it. He looks great. Is this the same video we watched? Let's see. I got another video on here. Let's see if this is this. Oh my God. It's the music for the guy dancing.
Yo, Dan, come back. You got to see this.
Dan.
Dan fucking left mid-show, which you shouldn't do if you're the producer. You should be here 24-7 while recording's going on.
We might have a lot of problems.
I don't know. Dan, look at this guy.
What the fuck
is
this?
He looks like a fucking GTA character. That rocks.
Oh, and it cuts off right there. That makes sense.
What is the, click the, hang on, let me see this real quick. I'm going to click the, I guess it doesn't matter, huh?
You can subscribe now and nothing happens. So you can't, you have to do through Kickstarter. They don't have anything else set up. They do have an Instagram page where there's the dancing guy. Oh, here's somebody. This is a video. This is somebody looking at a cup of coffee. Oh my God. They're pouring the hot coffee into the cup and it's the how you doing crap bag.
I mean, that's an animation or something, right? Because it's obviously,
yeah,
it's like a template or something.
This is a pre-rendered thing, yeah. Claim rewards. Is that even one of the rewards? You get a coffee mug that reveals the crap bags logo? Let's see. Crap bags. Oh, you get a plant-based version of the crap bags. Then the crap bags scented. The smelly cat crap bags. Crap bags mug, $28. No, the magic mug is $30. Okay. Magic mug, $30. You can get crap bag or smelly cat magic mug, $30. Or you can get 600 crap bags scented for $35 on here. Or you can get 900 for $49. So, I don't know. It doesn't say you can hold these up to your pussy and tape them to your car dashboard, but
yeah.
Still looks like
I'm looking up the guy.
Yeah.
And I guess he sued the CTA, Chicago Transit Authority, for discrimination or something.
Is that true?
Court documents. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, boy.
Really bizarre.
Well, we'll have more for you on that story next week. $31 of $2,000, two backers, 26 days to go for friends, crap bags. That was a good one, Mike. Next one I've got for you. This is my last one. Can you believe that? It's my last one already. Insane. This one is called The Fruit Wall. This one also came to us from Joey. Hey, Joey Tribbiani. Hey, how you doing?
So you've seen the show.
I love the show. It's my favorite show. The Fruit Wall. Now, this is back from 2014, so this is a little outdated info, but I still think you're going to like what they've got for you here. Check this out. Yep. Royalty free. Let's go.
Love that.
And you can kind of see all the fruit is on the wall here.
Now it's moving around.
You know, why would it be there? We don't know.
It's as natural as the tree.
Bizarre.
Fruit bowl like this?
Hi, Geekstarters. I'm Carmina.
And I'm Diego. And we want to introduce you to
Fruit Bowl.
But typical
fruit
bowls take up a lot of space in the kitchen. Then one day...
Typical fruit bowls take up a lot of space in the kitchen. I disagree.
...was hung up and put to work. The result is fantastic, and we think it's ready for production.
So this is like...
With even more features than we had first thought.
This is like a jumbo version of the blinds you would have on your window, except for it's
the fruit, so
got fruit on it.
The fruit doesn't get piled on top of each
other. I mean, it's just a series of shelves, right? It's just a shelf for your fruit.
Cleaning couldn't
but it's not. It's not.
Just wipe with.
It's not individual shelves. They're all like strung together.
The access to the fruit.
Oh, great okay. Advantage.
So here's my quibble here.
Hanging shelves.
It's like one. There's
still
one
shelves, like I said.
there, okay, well, first of all, back off. There's one thing at the top that's like the, it's like blinds, really, because there's one thing at the, it's not like a shelf at all. There's one thing at the top, and then there are cords that come down from it, and it, and those are hanging the other parts.
Kind of shelf-like things on them going down, you know.
Yeah, if shelves were blinds, it would be a lot like that. Yeah. But here's my quibble. It says that it's really easy to access, and then it shows a kid walking up and taking a fruit off of the very bottom one.
Just wipe with a damp cloth.
Watch how, look. Could that kid possibly even reach the second one, much less the seventh one?
No.
Come on, man. You don't need your red bell pepper 9 feet off the floor. Who's that for?
Come on, gang.
Jeez. Yeah, maybe a freaking Andre the Giant comes over and wants a bite out of my red bell pepper. This would be great.
Easy access to the fruit is another great advantage.
Dan liked that one.
Stored outside the refrigerator and can be eaten at room temperature at any time.
Yep, you can do that. Delicious. No matter what.
Enjoy all of
it. Looks like that one is bending under the weight of four apples. Plain sight
makes you want to. They put the largest vegetables in the middle.
In just one glance, you can see which fruit.
Imagine looking at your wall and seeing this sparse ass fucking. Oh, there's one banana, there's one pepper, there's two onions. Why would you want this on your wall?
There are also advantages for neat freaks. Fruit wall allows.
Not a nice thing to say, by the way.
Fruit wall.
By what needs to be eaten first. You can avoid the older fruit going bad by eating them before the newer fruit. How does fruit wall help with this? It's as easy as shifting them to the left, for example. And adding the new piece.
Oh my god.
But that's up to you.
Full-time fucking job.
Kids and absent-minded adults can just
grab. And greengrocers who miss being at work when they go home.
Putting spend a big all day. Lettuce on it.
Six.
Fuck.
Space is vital. Fruit wall takes up very little space. To store the same amount of fruit on the large model fruit wall, we would need up to 6 fruit bowls. Taking up your precious.
Who needs that much fruit?
You only need an empty wall. Measuring just 48 by 24 by 3 inches.
Oh, good.
Fruit wall is.
That should be really easy to find an empty wall in my kitchen that's 4 by 2 feet. What the fuck?
Yeah, notoriously huge areas.
That's awesome. Yeah, my kitchen has a bunch of empty space on the walls. You think there would be appliances here or maybe cabinets, but no, just a big empty wall, which I wish there was a bunch of fruit stuck onto for some reason.
I live in a half bedroom with 6 other guys.
Look how many. Okay, so they've completed 3 rows on this fruit wall here, and here's what they've managed to stick up there. 5 tomatoes, 5 lemons, 1 lime, 3, is that eggplants maybe or plums? Hard to tell what they are in this video. 1 head of romaine lettuce. Let's see, 1 yellow pepper. 2 of the biggest red bell peppers I've ever seen in my life, like state fair size peppers.
Love a big pep.
Okay, relax. 1 green bell. I didn't ask. 1 green bell pepper. 2 heads of garlic here. 3 purple onions. Or red onions, if you prefer. And then a row of oranges. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 navel oranges. And this is just 3.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah.
Mike, it's almost here. Yeah. People don't. It's going to sneak up on you because of COVID. You're going to not remember that we still have to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, coming up very soon, you guys. So all of that is on this shelf. I think this is absolutely more fruit than I've had in my house at any one time. This may be more fruit than I've had in my house in aggregate ever, just on these 3 shelves here. I don't know if 13 navel oranges have ever passed through my home. And maybe
they're
I'm not
gonna
even
go,
right.
They're going to go bad immediately. So, I mean.
God, just an absolutely ludicrous. I mean, you see how this is sort of like a blind style.
It is like a blind, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of, you can kind of see that very plainly now. It's actually quite obvious to anyone who is ever paying attention. So that's the fruit wall. This was from a long time ago. It was going to cost you $189 or $200 for the 24 by 34 inch one. Of course, you could go all the way up to, you could go all the way up to $6,000 if you wanted to do it in a store or a restaurant. That looks like 11 of them for $6,000. I mean, that's pretty good. I
if you were going to put something like this in your store, and you wouldn't, you would just design a shelf or something.
I would think you probably have other ways of storing fruit. So I don't know, 19 updates here. I mean, you got to give it up to them. They updated the hell out of this thing. Looks like back in January of 2014, it says Fruit Wall has been featured in best of the best top 10 posts of 2013 at Design Milk. So design, they got the Design Milk nod, almost as good as a Webby. Let's see. Wow. What else do they do here on Design Milk? Looks like number 7 was a tie between 12 Shoes for 12 Lovers by Sebastian Erezeriz, Part 1, and 12 Shoes for 12 Lovers by Sebastian Erezeriz, Part 2. I don't really know what that is. Number 1 was 12 Homes Made from Shipping Containers. I don't know what this list is. I don't know what Design Milk is, but they did
design
win the Design
Milk.
Yeah. Design Milk. So that's the Fruit Wall. I'll stick with the fridge and a bowl, I think. But 66 people disagree with me. They pledged $18,565 to bring this project to life. And 7 years on, I hope everyone's Fruit Wall is doing well. You know, kind of cool. Kind of cool to think about all the people out there. Yeah.
Behind it.
Don't know, Mike. Stay tuned for next week's YKS. We will give you an update on the guy who sued the CTA, and we will also let you know what happened to the Fruit Wall people, and if they are still in business as the Fruit Wall people. So something to look forward to next week. And if
our
we don't do that,
episode,
I will give you Mike's home phone number. You'll be able to call him on his landline and leave him a message on his answering machine.
Don't do that. That'll knock me offline.
All right, Mike, what's the last one?
The last one is, I think you know what the last one is here, JF. It's the Click Wallet. It's a wallet for ultra minimalists.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is a throwback, Mike. It used to be that all 6 Kickstarters on the YKS show would be minimalist wallets. But I feel like it's probably been 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years before we had, or since we had, rather. A minimalist wallet darken our door. But here they are back again. I think everyone said, you know what? It's time to go back. We're redoing the Obama years. We're going back and everything is going to be exactly the same as it was then. And now our wallets are just simply too fat. I guess under Trump, our wallets just got too big and that was a problem for everyone.
We hate this now.
Oh, our wallets are just so full of money. Oh, we hate it. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, it used to be you couldn't fucking throw a stick without hitting 7 or 8 of these goddamn things.
It's true. It's true. And they're back and better than ever because this one is not simply minimalist, Mike. No. This is ultra minimalist. Okay. Yeah.
Ready for a wallet that's more minimal than minimalist wallets? Fuck yeah,
more,
I am.
More minimal than minimal. Hey.
Meet the Click Wallet. It's got a unibody design. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's pretty dope. No plastic parts. Oh, hell yeah. No screws. Get them out of here. No rivets. No thanks. Elastic bands? I don't think so. Oh, yeah. And it's ultra small, too. It's ultra light. Okay. So you can lift this thing, Mike. 39 grams. Wow, that's less than a package
grams?
Of...
I don't know. Minimalist wallets can be difficult to use, and they show some fucking idiot struggling with this wallet.
Not the click wallet, though. Look at that. Wow, I love my Discover card so much. Now I can get my Discover card whenever I need it. What the fuck?
Write down the numbers on that.
What the hell cards does this guy have in his wallet? Okay, we're going to be looking at the cards this person has in their wallet. Hang on, it's time to go back. Here's what we've got. We've got a Discover card with a very badly used chip on the front. And it's got a custom design of a bald eagle alighting. So that's kind of a lame card to have. What else? Looks like we've got one of those vanilla gift cards. You can get those at the store, vanilla gift cards.
Bald eagle's stupid. I'm sorry. Bald eagle's stupid bird.
No, you're right.
I don't care. If I saw one outside or something, I was walking around.
I'd say, catch me outside. How about that?
I would hit it with my car.
The vanilla gift card, the only experience I have with the vanilla gift card is one time I think I got one as a gift, and then when I went to go use it online, I saw that someone had actually stolen the numbers by scratching it off in the grocery store and then paying off their T-Mobile bill. And I called them and I was like, hey, I think someone stole the money on this card. And they're like, oh, yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. Sorry.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's fine. Looks like they also have a, what is this card here? The green with the script yellow S. Is that a Cabela's card?
Looks like maybe a Cabela's. What's the word underneath it?
It looks like it might be Harry Potter. This could be Harry Potter's wallet.
No, that's Cabela's. Look at that.
Yeah, that's Cabela's for sure. Logo. But the last letters on the name, T-E-R, I think. So it could be that Harry Potter was going to buy a new wand at Cabela's. And then we've got, what is this one here? That is
Fuel Everywhere card. What is that?
Oh, this is a fake Visa card because it says gift card recipient. Oh, wait, maybe that's not fake. Hold up.
Write those numbers down.
We actually can see these numbers, right? You actually can see these numbers on the Fuel card.
Like $25.
Dan, Dan, screenshot this and enhance. We've got this Fuel Visa card addressed gift card recipient. Looks like it doesn't expire till 2027, so we can all get our jollies off of this. And then what is this card here? This is a white card with red lettering on the bottom that says MMY Day. Yummy
have a
Day?
Yummy Day.
Who would say have a yummy day?
That's a good word. We're investigating right now. Save this for next week. Have a yummy day card.
Oh, wait a minute. Go. Chick-fil-A. It's a Chick-fil-A gift card. Chick-fil-A says, put me away for a yummy day on their gift cards here. Okay, so we've got that.
So fucking stupid.
So funny to make
busted.
Sure. Make sure wherever you go, only carry exactly what you need. That's right. A Cabela's gift card, a Chick-fil-A gift card, a Fuel card. Of course, we've also got here the business PayPal card, which, by the way, they will aggressively send you in the mail, and you simply must activate it or they will not leave you alone.
Once you do activate it accidentally, it is impossible to change your account back to personal for some reason.
That's right, Mike. That's right.
And I'm not sure what the difference is, but I believe that I may be in trouble soon because of it.
That's right. Yeah,
just
they're
the
going to come
that
for
things
you.
Work.
It's so fucked. But that's not all. There's also a hidden compartment in this thing where you can store one, maybe two bills of cash, or for some reason, a full-size SD card that you just have to have with you at all times in your wallet. You could even put a Chipolo tracking card. Don't know what that is, but you can put it in there. I guess that's like a GPS thing for your wallet or something. There it is. Oh, it was under my laptop case. There it was the whole time. So that's pretty cool, Mike. Are you thinking about maybe going back to minimalist wallets?
No, I still have the nice wallet that some nice listener sent in.
Do you?
It is a very nice wallet. And I will plug them now. Dan edits the plugin. Later.
I mean, you're still going to have to find it, even though, you know, Dan can't do it for you. You have to figure out who sent you the wallet.
Yeah, Dan will do it.
Okay. Chipolo card compatible. That's very cool. Finally, avoid the back pain of having a real wallet in your pocket. I don't know who that's affecting, but I'm sure someone out there is having back issues because of their wallet. Thanks to Mr. Trump, of course. And this minimalist wallet's going to run you about $29. $29, Mike, for a piece of aluminium you can sit on all day. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
I still don't think you shouldn't sit on these, even if they're very small, right?
I feel like that would, I mean, it's especially because it's machined aluminum or something. I feel like it would hurt your butt, yeah, right?
That would hurt. I might get this one just as an excuse. So when I go to the ER with something up my ass, I can say I sat on my aluminum wallet really hard. I was drinking and I sat on my aluminum wallet. So that's why there's
something else up your ass.
That, well, because the aluminum wallet was up there and I had to use the very
to get it out.
I had to use the extremely greased up cucumber to pull the aluminum. The aluminum wallet came out of my ass. Thank God. But then I slipped.
Okay. We'll get you fixed up.
I slipped
the third,
in the
the third case this week.
I slipped in the shower. They're walking out of the room. So I slipped in the shower. You got to understand.
Guy was fucking his ass and something got stuck.
I was in the shower with my cucumber. Anyways, gang, that is the Click Wallet. $12.94, $25.77
Slipped in the shower and he had a cucumber in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no one's going to believe you now. They ruined it for everybody else.
The liars ruined it for those of us who like to shower with our cucumbers. Yeah. I mean, but that's the way it always is.
I have to wash all this fruit and stuff I got, but I also have to take a shower really bad.
Yeah. It's like, duh, what are you going to do? Obviously, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it all in the shower. I'm going to take my fruit wall, hang it up in the shower. Okay. And then I'm going to get, soapy in there and I'm going to get real crazy. But of course, you know, the bad actors are spoiling it for everybody. Just like, you know, just like everything else, Mike, just like everything else. So that is that. That's the six pack game. We've got time for one more segment on the show. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-HISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin. Send a C370666. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang, we got something here from Eric, who writes in, hey, guys, I was listening to the latest episode, and when you mentioned it was strange that Tesla would name its fastest cars the Plaid Edition, I had to jump in. If you recall the classic movie Spaceballs, there's a scene where Darth Helmet orders his, now that's a funny name, Darth Helmet orders his ship to go faster than light speed.
I think it was like, I think it fucking killed in like the 70s. Everybody was like, God damn, that's funny as fuck. What's that John Cleese guy?
Yeah.
He's fucking walking around all goofy and everybody's like, God damn, it's the funniest shit I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Did you find that stuff funny when you watched it as a kid?
A dead bird or something?
Did you have an era where you watched Monty Python and liked it?
I could never get into it. Couldn't understand what they were saying.
No.
I couldn't ever get into it.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't. I watched The Holy Grail and I was like, yeah, I can see
that's
this.
That's good. The Life of Brian is good.
Yeah.
But
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't my bag. So they go into ludicrous speed. At ludicrous speed, space starts to warp into a plaid pattern, to which John Candy's character exclaims, they've gone into plaid. I genuinely do not understand why this is a joke. Nonetheless, Elon Musk uses the plaid designation in a winking reference to nerdy sci-fi fans that his best cars are ludicrously fast. Now, this didn't sound right to me, Mike. So I thought I'd pull up this clip and then we'll see if it's right. I don't know. Here we go. Let's see. From Spaceballs, 1979, I want to say. Great year.
The fuck was that?
I think it was some nasty tech guy. He didn't have his hands on the wheel either.
He's fucking listening to some MC Chris or some shit?
I think he was. Oh, look, he crashed.
Oh, fuck. He's dead. He's dead, huh?
Yeah, he's dead in space. Oh, well. Wow. That scene was funnier than I remember Spaceballs being. I thought it was just like a guy going like, we got the big comb in the desert or whatever, but...
Darth Helmet.
Looks like a dickhead.
Hey, I'm listening to YKS number 226, and the part where Jesse's trying to do the perfect pitch challenge with Mike, he says, do a B-sharp. You fucking nincompoop. That's a C-flat, you absolute fool.
No, it's not.
Got his ass.